If you look closely at the Quran displayed on the top shelf, you will see that each verse, or ayah, is numbered. One of the improvements of the Arabic numeral system over the Roman one was the zero value, which was first used in India. Another improvement was the Babylonian positional system, including units, tens and hundreds. Arabic numerals spread from the Iberian Peninsula throughout Europe. So did many other contributions to knowledge from the Muslim world. For over four centuries, these lands became the meeting point between East and West. Here, believers of the three religions of the book, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, lived together in peace. Each community had its own sacred text, but they also had much in common. The Quran reminds us of it.
The believers, Jews, Christians, and Sabians, those who believe in God shall be rewarded by their Lord on the final day if they do good works.
The greatest contact occurred between the Christian and Muslim communities. Following the arrival of the Arabs, many Christians eventually embraced Islam as part of the dominant culture. These Christians were called Muladi. The egalitarian nature of the new religion must have helped, aided by tax incentives. Christians who did not convert to Islam, known as Mozarabs, had to pay more taxes. The Jews who had been subjected to all kinds of persecution by the Visigoths were filled with hope by the arrival of the Arabs. Make your way to the maps on the left to listen to the next commentary.